Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Stephen Gladney and Justin Barber of Order Nerd. Yes, it's the nerds meeting the geeks today on a show brought to you by Northeast Color, 1UP Web, and iPost. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. Today's guests are the co-founders of something called Order Nerd, and I thought this was pretty perfect for a bunch of geeks here on Social Geek Radio. So please welcome to the show Stephen Gladney and Justin Barber, the co-founders of Order Nerd. Hey guys, how are you today?
Great.
Doing great.
So before we get into what's going on in the crazy world of restaurants and food ordering and everything else in the year 2021, give me a little background on both of you and tell me how you kind of got to Order Nerd. Stephen, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I am a 10-year sales veteran, started off selling advertising, then moved into restaurant advertising specifically. Did that for about 5 years, and then made my way into the world of software sales. Once I began to sort of get more involved in the software world, I became sort of intrigued by how software was built, right, from the code level and the product decisions. So actually, after a 10-year sales career, I moved over into the technology side of the house. I was learning how to code at night doing boot camps, and I met Justin at the company that I worked for. He's a 20-year veteran of software, and simply asked him, hey, can you be my mentor? Can I just pick your brain once a week and ask you questions, you know, as I go through this learning journey? So once a week we'd meet at night and I'd pick his brain. And we kind of off the bat realized we had a really great chemistry together, and also discovered we were both entrepreneurs wanted to be entrepreneurs, right? And so one day he just asked me, you know, do you want to build something together? And I said, of course I do. And then the question was, what do we build, right? Mm-hmm. And one day Justin was at a restaurant. There's a chain here in Atlanta called Farm Burger. And he looked over at the wall and saw all of these little tablets that were stuck to a wall, and they were all flashing and beeping. And he asked the bartender, he goes, is that what I think it is? And the bartender, you know, basically rolled his eyes and said, you know, don't get me started. I hate that stuff. And so Justin picked up his phone. He took a picture. He'd had a couple beers, and he sent me a text that said, it might be the beers talking, but this is the problem we need to solve. And nice. I immediately said, yes, that is it.
I love that story. As we always say on Social Geek Radio, all of our best ideas are on the back of cocktail napkins. Justin, so you're the tech nerd and Steven's the sales nerd. Do I have those roles correct?
Yes, sir.
And what was it about all of those flashing, beeping tablets at that restaurant or bar that you thought, hey, we're going to change how the industry does this?
I mean, it just looked too complicated. The guy behind the bar was trying to, you know, service people, and at the same time, you know, moving his hand in 20 different directions. I couldn't tell if it was, you know, an aerobics workout or what was going on. And so I was like, there has to be something simpler. And I don't know. You just try to find the problem and solve it. And luckily, I got lucky that day.
Yeah, perfect. So tell me about Order Nerd. What problem does this solve, and for whom does it solve it?
Yep. So we did some research at the beginning of this whole process with consumers, actually. And what we discovered was that most consumers only use one, maybe two of these delivery apps, like your Uber Eats, your Grubhub, DoorDash, et cetera. Yeah. They don't want to have five apps on their phone.
Yeah, right? You get your favorite one. And it's kind of like, you know, are you an Uber or a Lyft person? Some people might use both, but you're pretty much going to have one go-to, right? And, the same is true with ordering food.
Exactly right. So in order to capitalize and not miss out on certain customers, the restaurants are getting on all of these different apps, right? The problem is that each one of these companies gives you a physical piece of hardware in the form of a tablet to receive your orders on. And so you can figure out what happens next is you're on five different delivery apps. You've got five different tablets on the counter. You've got five different power outlets. You've got five different screens with five different interfaces. Like it's like playing whack-a-mole essentially, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just like Justin said, it makes the process so much more complicated than it has to be. And so we simply take all of these tablets and combine them into one where all of your online orders from these delivery apps come into one device on one screen in one system. And that was sort of version 1.0. Uh-huh. And what we discovered next was that the owners and the office were having the exact same problem doing the reporting in the back office. They were having to log into five different websites and look at five different dashboards to get the numbers straight. So we then built an aggregated reporting system where all of your revenue numbers you can see in one pane of glass in the back office.
So it doesn't matter what platform the consumer is on. If I prefer, you know, for me, it's Uber Eats. If someone else prefers a different ordering system, that's fine. We're both ordering from the same restaurant, let's say. But at that restaurant, that server, bartender, whomever is taking care of the order, they're getting it on one device now. They're seeing one screen. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And then at the end of the month, they're seeing one report where they have to basically match everything up with one report from you guys.
That is correct.
Nice. Very nice. So how big is the application now? Are you rolling out into sort of beta usage? Are you live in a certain number of restaurants? What's your footprint look like these days?
Yeah. So we built the app in like the early fall of 2019, brought on our first customer to run the beta test, if you will, the pilot.
Nice timing, by the way, fall of 2019. That's it couldn't have been better timing to
that's a
to
whole
test
another
like
story.
This.
Yeah. We signed our first paying customer on December 23rd, 2019, 2 days before Christmas. Early Christmas for us.
To be fine for the next 6 months. What are you talking about? Everything in 2020 is gonna be the best. Are you kidding? Well, actually it kind of worked out in an interesting way for you guys then, because that was the year where there were probably a lot of people who'd never ordered food before from one of these apps. And now they're ordering food from one of these apps, right?
That's right. Oh. Yep.
Nice. Good timing. So something that we've talked about on this podcast quite a bit that pops up a lot in the past year or so is the concept of ghost kitchens. And that seems to be just, you know, sort of a wave that's going across America right now. How does your technology work with ghost kitchens, or is it only for specific locations and brands?
So it's funny you ask that. We are literally rolling that out this month. We begin to have customers who have their own brick and mortar business line, right? But they wanted to run separate concepts online. So for those who are not familiar, a ghost kitchen is a concept that you can run exclusively on something like an Uber Eats or a DoorDash, et cetera. So if you're a pizza place and you also sell wings, you could have just a brand that sells wings online, running out of the exact same kitchen and the exact same restaurant. We began to see more and more customers that were opening these ghost kitchens out of their brick and mortars. And they were having to not now just have four, you know, tablets. They're having eight because they have two businesses with four services.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And so luckily, thanks to Justin's beautiful engineering skills, it was very easy for us to accommodate that to where now, if you are running multiple concepts out of the same brick and mortar building, you can consolidate not just the different services, but the different concepts all in the same interface as well.
Nice. what else is coming our way in the rest of 2021 as far as trends or delivery trends or restaurant trends? What do you see happening maybe as some parts of the country finally start opening up a little bit more? Where do you see things going with ordering food or even in-store or in-restaurant dining?
I think automation is very prevalent. You know, you've seen McDonald's for years has already had these kiosks where there is no cashier. You simply use a touch screen to order, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You're seeing things like automation back in the kitchen. I mean, White Castle is rolling out a robot that literally flips burgers and cooks fries, right? So automation nice. Is coming all over the place.
The slider bot 2021. Yeah,
exactly. Nice. Yeah. I think from an online ordering perspective specifically, what I've noticed is that restaurateurs are becoming much more savvy about this. When it was still a brand new thing, they would kind of just do whatever, but they're learning a lot. And there's a lot more competition now from non-commission-based companies like your ChowNows or your Rituals, right? Or even some POS systems like Toast and Square have their own online ordering. And restaurants kind of want to fight back, if you will, in a way, to reclaim the customers as their own, right? And to be clear, I don't think that means they'll stop doing things like Uber and DoorDash, because I think those are great marketing outlets.
Yeah.
I think consumers tend to find new places and they tend to shop around on those. But once you have a regular customer, you want that customer to be yours, right? Not someone else's. And so there's a lot more savviness around these alternatives to non-commission-based online ordering. I think that's gonna make a big increase over the next year.
Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, hand sanitizer pedestals, and signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com.
One of our big initiatives for 2021 is POS.
Uh-huh.
So we've got our first one in beta right now, and we've got a bunch more on the roadmap. So we're really excited about that. Another trend that I'm seeing for this year, or just in general, which is, we were talking about Uber and the DoorDashes of the world, which are kind of just a generic marketplace for all kind of restaurants. And what's interesting is we're seeing a lot of these kind of marketplaces pop up that are very niche, right? You can go and you can find a Mediterranean Uber per se, right? It's not called Uber, obviously, but
yeah.
And I just found that kind of interesting that instead of this consolidation, we're kind of seeing an expansion, which is interesting. There's even one for pizza. If you just want to order pizza delivery, there's basically an Uber pizza.
Are all of these smaller, more niche platforms, are these all things that can roll into Order Nerd?
It definitely can. But, we've got to, as with all products, you got to evaluate where your customers are. So we haven't had a whole lot of, I would say pizza is probably the next one we're going to look at. There's a platform called Slice, and we're accumulating quite a few pizza customers.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can't just add them all. Obviously, we'd be building that all day and not necessarily, enhancing the things that we our customers where they're at.
Yeah. Pizza delivery never going away. It's never, ever going away. No matter what happens with the lockdown and the pandemic and everything else, we're still going to be ordering a lot of pizza, especially here in Chicago. So guys, before we go, anything else you see happening the rest of this year that maybe you would want to point out to restaurateurs or food franchise brands or even individual small business owners, anything that they should really be on the lookout for when it comes to new technology or issues with ordering and delivery?
The biggest thing that I'm excited about that I've begun to see pop up is this idea of personalization. The idea of you could pull up to a drive-thru in your car, it detects it to you via Bluetooth on your phone and then shows you a personalized menu. This idea of again, having the restaurant sort of know the customers and give them a very personalized experience. It's all just data at the end of the day, right? But data is everywhere now and everyone has a computer in their pocket. I think there's a lot of really interesting ideas surfacing about how you can use that data to offer customers a better experience. And there's a lot more technologies that will be available soon that will enable restaurants to do that. Excellent. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, great. Really fun stuff, guys. If anybody would like to get a little bit more information about Order Nerd or some of the things that you're working on, where can we send them?
Just send them to ordernerd.com.
Before we go, a resource I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, check out is oneupweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources here, like an SEO audit template, a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is OneUpWeb's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system. It has specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID data and insights. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at oneupweb.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.